Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Currie, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started speaking about new beginnings. Everybody goes through new beginnings, which means an end of a season and the beginning of a new one. And we looked at scripture, Isaiah 43:19, where God says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." He says it's happening now. And then He says, "Do you not perceive it? And do you not know it? And will you not give it heed?" In other words, pay attention to it, acknowledge it, and agree with it. And if you do that, God says He'll turn and make a way in the wilderness, and He'll bring rivers in the desert. So it's vitally important to understand that you need to acknowledge it, you need to perceive it. And we're looking at healing, for instance, that you need to perceive healing and health. So I want us to pick up where we left off yesterday, and let's hear what the Lord has to say. I mean, seriously, did He say it? Did He say you healed? Let's just talk about healing. He said you healed, right? In hundreds of places, correct? He calls Himself Jehovah Rapha, one of His compound names, which means the Lord your healer, the Lord your physician. He tells you all over the Bible you're healed. And He says you're not perceiving it. Because you still go around saying, "I'm getting sick, I've got this, I've got that." To line up with God's Word is, "I'm healed." But what happens when I'm not? You still speak the Word of God over the facts, and the facts will line up to the Word of God. Amen. Now, faith does not deny there's a problem. Remember that. But it denies its right to exist in you. That's the difference. We don't say, "I'm not sick, then why'd you go to the doctor?" And I encourage you to go to doctors, especially those of us that are new and still learning about faith and the power of God. Amen. So He says, "Yeah, I will even make a way where? In the wilderness and rivers in the desert." How many of you feel like you're in the wilderness right now? Some of you, I speak to people sometimes, "Oh, I'm having a Job experience." Any of you ever had a Job experience? Losing everything, chaos, upside down, inside out. Well, I've got great news for you. I'm glad you're having a Job experience, because 9 months later to 1 year maximum, everything he had was doubled and increased, and he was more blessed than ever. But we all go through the desert. How many of you are like in a parched land? He says, "Yeah, rivers in the desert. You don't see a way out." Have you ever been there? Maybe you're there now. You can't see a way, because I know the finances won't. I know the education can't. I know I don't have the friends in high places to help me get there. I know the bank would turn me down. I know this, I know that. You cannot see a way. I'll tell you why you can't see the way. You all know why. There is no way. There is no way. You've reached your limit. You've reached your end. When the doctor says to you, "Sorry, there's no more I can do." He's telling you the truth. But that does not mean no more can be done. You are never in a hopeless situation. With God, all things, everyone say all things. Does that include health? Does that include finances? Does that include peace? Does that include wisdom? How about joy? All things with God, all those things are possible. And the way to make that impossible become possible in your own life is you've got to believe it. You've got to speak it. You've got to perceive it. You've got to know it. I know that I know that I know that I'm healed. And it's not the changes that get us. We spoke that last week. It's not the actual physical change that gets us. It's a transition stage of the change. Groping with it and getting it in our soulish realm, our mind, will, and emotion, and coping with the transition in our mind. You're already in the new house. You don't like it. You don't like the move, the new job, whatever it is. I've got to transition up here. So change and transition come together. Amen. And so today we're moving on. And I want you to know this. Don't get a shock, but you might find out. Throughout our lives, we will deal always with transitions and change. I don't want change. I feel comfortable where I am. Leave me in my misery. I'll be happy there. At least I know the misery people. What do they say? It's better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. How dare you know a devil and put up with him? Right? He said, cast those things out. Am I right? Come on, guys. I'm talking God's word. You understand? You don't counsel a devil. You don't negotiate with the devil. And you do not fear a devil. Are there devils? Look around. Unfortunately, a lot of them are in the churches. And so throughout our lives, we experience change and transition, or transition and change. But do you know that Ecclesiastes even tells us this? He says there's a time for everything. Ecclesiastes 3, write it down. There's a time for everything. A time to live, a time to die, a time to be sad, a time to laugh, a time for this, a time for that. There's a time for everything. Everything, there's a time for it. And in due season, you will reap if you faint not. Even when you believe in God for something, he says in Galatians 6:9, in due season, you will reap if you do not grow weary and faint. If you hang on to the belief, if you speak it, if you continually claim it, can you say amen? Amen. And when God gives you a new beginning, it starts with an ending. You can't have a beginning without an end. Amen? You didn't know that. I'm telling you now. In other words, every ending is a new beginning. Lord, help me get it as well. All of us, right? With every ending is a beginning. And we're talking about everything. Everything. It doesn't stop. Amen? Think about this. Nature itself demonstrates new beginnings. Watch here. Genesis 8, verse 22. While the earth remains, how many of you got here on terra firma today? Are you on the earth? Are we in the earth? Okay. So while the earth remains, so apparently it's still here, seed time and harvest. What does that mean? Sow, reap, right? Cold and hot. Winter and summer, and day and night shall what? It shall not cease. Did you see it up there? So it's not going to stop. So in other words, after winter, what comes? I wonder how long that's going to last. Has it lasted from the beginning since you were born? And the beginning of time that you know? From winter comes? Spring. From spring comes?
Summer.
From summer comes? I go to sleep in the? In the night. I wake up in the?
Day.
Every day. Every day. Nature demonstrates beginnings and endings. I'm telling you, this is crazy. Each sunrise, each new moon, each season. And don't claim hurricane season. That's not what God gave us. He said over here, this is us, some people, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night, hurricane season, flu season, allergy season, those are seasons should have been ended in your life when you became born again. Well, Pastor, now you're teaching us wrong because we know hurricanes come. Yeah, they do. But does God not say he will protect you? He will take care of your life? He'll give you long life? I've got to take the word of God and I've got to stand against hurricanes. We've stood against hurricanes how many times in this church since the church started? And boy, oh boy, God has been so faithful to his word. And you know what? I had a new beginning and I had an end. My end was, you're leaving South Africa. What? That was basically my response. What? And you're going to America. Okay. So I came to America. We were in that St. James. Started the school in St. James. You're leaving St. James. What? You're going to the mall. Okay. Season after season. Ending and beginning. We went to the mall. Everything was going great. Guess what? A hurricane. Maybe my faith wasn't where it should have been. Or did God want me to actually move? Now, God won't bring evil on you, but he allows things. You see, he even told the disciples, he said, I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And they were stuck in Jerusalem. So he allowed the persecution. And then they went to all the world. God doesn't do evil. He cannot do evil. He cannot tempt you with evil, and he cannot do evil to you. Just read James 1 and all the other places. Amen. God is always only good, and there's no variation in his goodness. He said, there's no dark in me, there's only light. He said, the devil's coming, but he's got nothing in me. Okay, so he ain't the one doing the nonsense. But he did warn us, hurricanes and tsunamis and all that will increase in the end. And we're seeing that. But the point is, don't accept the hurricane season. Don't accept the flu season. Don't accept the allergy season. Stop saying my allergies are making me nuts. Well, let me tell you what, it's also making me nuts because I have to hear it. Now, listen, I will pray for anyone, for anything, and that's the truth. I will pray for you. I was brought up Catholic, so I'm allowed to do this, all right? I will pray for anybody with anything, but I will correct you as well. I'm going to say, stop claiming it. Stop claiming the problem. Stop saying I'm broke. Stop saying I can't afford it. Stop saying I'll never learn how to use a computer. Stop it. And then go learn to use a computer. You'll be surprised. In 1 week, you're switching it on and off. And he shouts out, amen. So there are new seasons, but each sunrise and each new moon reminds us of God's opportunities to begin anew again. Every day is a new day. And does he not say that his mercies are new every single day? So if you felt you didn't get enough mercy yesterday, hey, I'm in today. It's a new beginning. That's how God is. The old day passes with its problems and its solutions. See, a lot of people just see the problem, not the solution. The solution is here, correct? Or here, the Holy Spirit of you, in you. So the old day passes with its problems and solutions. The former season ends and a new one begins, offering fresh hope. Thank God for yesterday and graciously step into today. Thank God for yesterday and then step in graciously to today. And know that his mercies are renewed every day because of one reason, his compassion. Bible says his compassions fail not. So you can step into a new day every day, a new season, but they come to an end and that means a new beginning. And you need to learn to embrace what you're going into and thank God for getting you out of a bad one if it was a bad one, or thank God for making the good one even better.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. We look forward to seeing you there.